Hello.
Hey Miles, this is Victor calling from Local Splash. I was reaching out to you regarding your scheduled client interview.
Yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect. Now, as you know, it's a critical step to launching your campaign and delivering those quality leads. So, well, first of all, how are you doing today? How's it going so far?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good myself. That's good. That's good to hear. Now, This call is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is right now a good time?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect. Well, in that case, well, first of all, thank you for choosing Local Splash for your digital growth partner. Right now, our goal pretty much in this interview is just to collect a few key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, your goals, pretty much all that information. That way our team could drive your return to investment, right?
Sure. So, yeah. That's what I'm after, man.
Perfect. That's great. Well, first, I'm just going to verify some business details. Then we'll define the real revenue opportunities. We're going to discuss a few keywords on that matter too. And at the end, I'll just explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline the next actions together. Although I'm actually seeing here, you won't need to be verified. You actually already have a Google Business Profile, right?
I do. I tried. So I don't remember who I spoke to the other day. Maybe Jeff. I got on with Angie Leads, and I've been doing that. And I tried to. I told him the other day. I said, "Man, I wish you could call me about 3 or 4 days ago because I just signed up with them." And then he called me with Local Splash. Long story short, I tried to link my Google profile to the Angie Leads thing, and it said that I hadn't been verified. I can't remember exactly what it said. I mean, as long as if you guys can help me out with that, that'd be great, because I felt like it would always tell me I was about 3/4 of the way set up on my profile, and I could never finish it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I see what you mean. Well, no worries. Once you grant us manager access to the Google Business Profile, we'll check it out. We'll see what's left, because usually that does happen. You can be verified. You're probably just missing, like, some additional steps or information that they're requesting for, like, your profile to be at 100%.
Right.
So, okay. Well, first of all, let me double check here, see if we already implemented a security question. Okay, so I'm seeing you already have a security question, which is your mother's maiden name?
Right.
Okay, so moving forward, like whenever you want to change billing information or do any type of like heavy change on the profile itself, we will be asking the security question just in case.
Okay.
And that way you don't get confused too, you know. You might get calls from other people. They might even tell you that they're from Local Splash.
Right.
And if at any moment you doubt anybody, just go ahead and ask them. It's like, can you ask me my security question? Or if they don't ask you the security question, then that's not us.
Okay, I got you.
Alright. Now the terms and conditions. Okay, you received. Did you receive the initial invoice email that we sent you?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure I did.
Did you have a chance to review the terms and conditions?
No, I didn't.
Okay, want me to resend it to you? That way you have it there in hand?
Let me see. I hear it as initial invoice.
Just go ahead and open it up. If you want to take your time, I'm right here with you. Any questions?
All right. I don't see anything about terms and conditions. It's asking me, do I need to download the app?
No, actually, once you click on the Local Splash initial invoice, it should have a blue outline where it says click here.
Oh, the subscription terms. I see.
Yep, that's
my bad. And this is just it's a 3 month. That's what I was told. It's a 3 month at $299 a month.
Correct. So it's you have a $299 subscription. We don't work under any contract, but there's actually a little, we have an early termination fee, right? So should you cancel your account before the 3 months, it's a total of $597 toward the local SEL services, right? So it's $597, but as long as, for example, let's say you cancel on the fourth month, you're not going to pay anything at all, right? It's just an early termination fee because the 3 months is pretty much what we need in order to get you some results, right? Because let's say you cancel after 1 month, although it is possible to get results in 1 month, first of all, you wouldn't be getting the best results. And other times, well, you might not even get results at all the first month, depending on how we are in the process, right?
Right.
But that's pretty much it. Like I said, we're not under a contract like Angie's or Yelp or anything like that. You can cancel at any time after the 3 months. All we ask is for those 3 months in order for you to see that our services work, right? And so we could get you those results.
Okay.
Everything else in the terms and conditions, it's just pretty much information of the service itself, right? Like, for example, if you decide to go with Google Verified, well, the information that we need for Google Verified, for Yelp Ads, because we also manage Yelp, it's pretty much all the information of the services that we provide. And it does have our prices there, right? So we'd never change our prices. Our prices are what it is, right? So that way you're aware about that too. Now, if you scroll all the way in the bottom, it should prompt you to sign. It should say confirm signature.
Right, I did that.
Oh, okay. Let me just double check on my end really quick.
So it's asking me to sign in. Hello?
Yep, still here with you. I'm checking.
Oh, I got you.
When you press confirm signature, is asking you to sign in?
Yes.
Okay, let me double check really quick on my end. It's probably prompting you to... Let me see.
It's asking me to sign in the local splash. I guess it accepted the signature.
Yep, it accepted it. It was just rerouting you to the dashboard, but we'll view that later on.
Okay.
So right now you could go ahead and close that up. Terms and conditions are set. Now, let me just verify your business details. If you hear anything that's wrong, just let me know, and I'll go ahead and make those corrections right away.
Okay.
So, business name is Wade's Blades and Services, LLC, right?
That's right.
Perfect. I do have that your address here is, let me double check this in there. So the address is 401 Dry Branch Road, Churchville, Virginia, 24421.
Right, 24421, that's right.
Now, is this a home address or an office location?
I'm not at the office location step yet, so that's my home address.
Okay. All righty.
The guy I spoke to the other day said he could keep that hidden, and it would just give, like, the city.
Yep. Yep.
I'd prefer to keep it like that if I could.
All right, definitely. Then we'll just leave it hidden. We don't want nobody popping up there in your house.
For real, yeah.
Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I needed to. I know I need to renew my business license. What do you need in involving the business registration?
So for the business registration, in this case, it'd be the LLC.
Okay, right. Yes, I am a proper LLC.
Okay, perfect. Alright, so regarding insurance, are you insured?
I am.
Okay. And you said you were licensed. Do you have your license number by any chance?
Somewhere. There it is, my book. Would it be like how many digits you looking for?
For the license number, it can vary. Let me check for Virginia. It should be an 11-digit number. It should also have an expiration date as well.
Yeah, as of right now, I am expired. So I guess I don't have a license. That's not good.
Okay, no worries. Alrighty. And we'll be hiding the address as well.
Yeah, I don't see it on my 2025 license. I'm not an 11 number or an 11 digit number. Yeah, that's.
Is nowhere in the license it has like even a hashtag and then a number?
There's a number that says a BL. Account number, I'm assuming it's ACCT and then a hashtag 24147. That's the only number I see. That's on the business license itself. Are you looking for like my EIN number?
The EIN number works as well, but let me. It is prompting the EIN number on the business licenses?
I mean, I have my EIN. That was on my application. It asked for it. I still have the application here for my business license. But the business license they sent me, is there's not an 11 number or an 11-digit number.
No. Okay. Well, right now we won't worry about it since it's expired either way.
Sure.
But once you do go ahead and renew it, we'll be following up with that, okay?
Yeah.
And could you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, so later in the call, I'll be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads are going to contact you at, but for communication purposes, like with us, right, with Local Splash, we're going to be reaching out to you at 540-290-3062, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. And your email address is wagesbladesandservices@gmail.com?
That's right.
Perfect. You got the correct contact info. And you already have a business website, right? We're going to promote it as is?
That's right.
Okay. Let me just check out anything. Okay, perfect. Just making a couple of adjustments really quick. So here we go. Okay. Now let's go ahead and set up the call tracker. This one will, of course, is included in the package. Now, to follow everything with Google's growth practices, we pretty much provide this number, right? It's unique. It's a local number. It redirects instantly. So regardless, you're always going to be receiving the calls at your phone number, right? Your daily workflow stays the same. This tool pretty much just tracks every lead. It filters out spam calls, solicitor calls, robotic calls, and we have the advantage that it gives us insights. That way we see what's working, what's not working. If we need to make any type of adjustments, well, it's another way for us to get that data, right?
Okay.
Calls are recorded, and you're going to be able to listen to all those calls afterwards in case for whatever reason you need to listen to it. So you do have that advantage too. So we're going to set up a local number of 540. Let me see if I find something with some repeated digits. That way it's easier. Let's see. Okay, so there's 540, 515, 5330, and I'm pretty sure another one popped up here. Hold on. Okay, there's also 540, 515, 5530.
That's good.
5530 is good.
Okay, this one has one.
And that number is for, that's for me to call?
No. So clients, whenever they see your Google business profile, they're going to be seeing this phone number, right? So instead of them seeing your number, they're going to see this one. And whenever they call it, since we're going to be promoting you online, your business is going to grow online, right? So at the end of the day, you're always going to be exposed to all types of calls, solicitor calls, hell, even competitor calls trying to get you to get their services, right? They might even provide the exact same service we provide, and they'll be reaching out to you. So now, this does filter that out. Does not filter it out completely. Like I said, at the end of the day, you're going to be receiving a lot of calls from people, right? All types of people trying to either get your business or even hire you, right?
Right.
So this only filters out unnecessary calls to a certain point.
Okay.
So they'll call that number, but it will filter it through all of that mess and call my own number, is what you're saying.
Yep, exactly.
Man, that's some freaking, that's like James Bond stuff.
Right? When I heard of it too, I was pretty surprised. All right, so we chose that one. Also, something that does go hand in hand, it is a little bit separate. It is a one-time fee for $19, but it elevates your customer's first impression, right? It's a professional voice greeting. We'll record, we'll implement a little greeting of brand quality for your calls. Like, you can request any updates, you can change the greeting at any moment. Like for holidays, we usually have clients always switch it up a little bit. But the initial thing would be something like, once they call, it's going to be like, "Hi, thank you for calling Wade's Blades and Services LLC. If you're a new customer, please press 1. If you're an existing customer, please press 2. Or you can have it say something completely different, right? It does have that one-time charge of the $19. Would you like for us to set that up right now, or do you prefer to leave it as is, and maybe in the future you could just see about it?
Yeah, I think we'll just do that.
Okay, no worries. In that case, we'll we'll start as is for now. Okay, now let's go ahead and move on to your keywords. That way, well, we could identify the most valuable services that you provide. Okay, so these are going to be the terms that are going to connect you with ideal clients, right?
Okay.
So my research so far, what we have for keywords, so I have power washing, lawn care maintenance and mowing, landscape soil, sand, mulch and rock delivery, lawn and yard waste cleanup, shrub trimming or removal service, commercial lawn care maintenance and mowing, soil landscaping service, commercial exterior surfaces, power washing as well, right?
Yeah.
Make those adjustments really quick.
And like if I venture into other things, all those keywords can be updated?
Of course, we can update those at any moment.
Okay.
You could add, take away whenever you want.
Okay.
Now, what's the number one service that you want? Like, which service is the most profitable? Which one do you want the most jobs of? Which one's going to be your main service?
Regular, like weekly lawn care is one of my mainstays. And then pressure washing. There's a lot of money in pressure washing, man. If you can get that rolling, that's, I would say it's kind of a tie between the two, like weekly mowing and, you know, physical lawnmowers on the grass and then pressure washing. I'd really like to be those. I'd really like it for those two to be my number one. I know you're asking for one number one, but I've, yeah.
Okay. Just making a couple of adjustments here on my end really quick. Almost finished.
All right.
All right, so I was able to find a couple more keywords. Let me know if these are fine, if you want me to take away some from these, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to add lawn care services, residential lawn care. Do you want me to add commercial lawn care as well or keep it residential?
Yeah, you can put commercial in there. That's what you're after, you know? You need some big stuff, so yeah, put it in there.
Okay, perfect. Commercial, maintenance services, lawn mowing services, lawn fertilization services.
No, take that out of there.
Okay. Sod installation, sod replacement services.
Give that a shot, yeah.
Grass seeding services, weed control services, lawn pest control services.
No.
Okay, no pest control. Weed control services, do I leave that one?
Yeah, you could leave weed control.
Okay. Irrigation system installation?
No.
Okay, we'll remove that one. No sprinkler repair, we'll remove that one too. Lawn renovation services, seasonal lawn care services. Okay, landscaping, no landscaping, right? Landscape maintenance services or landscape installation services?
I mean, what would you consider to be landscape? Like, I mean, I understand like some like brick pavers or something like that, but are we talking like retaining walls and heavy stone work? Like that's, like I'm not a mason. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. So I don't want to, because some people, you know, it's like, well, what's your job? Or, you know, what's your business? It's like, well, I'm a landscaper. It's like, okay, so what do you do? And it's like, well, I mow and I mulch and I spread rock and haul junk. You know, like that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm not like anytime I see like landscape architect or anything like that, I shy away from that because I'm not like an engineer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Well, we don't want to end up with that confusion. And then we'll remove that. What about artificial turf installation?
No.
No, we'll remove that one too.
I bet there's some money in that, though.
Yes, definitely. And we'll keep lawn care contractor, right?
I don't call myself a contractor.
You rather remove the contractor word?
Yeah. See, there's a gray area there because it's like, I would certainly love to have some commercial work. In which case you would draw up a contract, but I'm not like a, you know what I'm saying? Like a contractor to me is somebody who is building. Or does it mean that you just do work for contracts? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's just avoid the confusion completely. We don't.
Right.
Almost finished.
Can we put in some keywords for like for the pressure washing stuff too?
Of course, I'm actually checking what we could add for the pressure washing, because right now the lawn care we have it ready. We have all that.
Right. Right.
Now I'm checking the power washing because there is a couple that we could implement. Almost finished.
Right.
Okay, I was able to find a couple for power washing too. So, of course, power washing services, pressure washing services, residential power washing, commercial power washing, house washing service, roof cleaning service, deck power washing, driveway power washing, sidewalk pressure washing, concrete cleaning service, patio power washing, fence cleaning service, gutter cleaning service, soft wash services, graffiti removal services. Would you? Because that might entail having to like paint over something, so let's rather take that off, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, let's take away that graffiti one. Oil stain removal, we'll remove that one too. Parking lot cleaning service.
No, I'm not equipped for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Paver cleaning and sealing, or just paver cleaning, or none?
Paver cleaning? I guess you could leave it in there and see what it's all about. You know, if somebody types that in, I don't know what that would.
Okay. Just remove the sealing. Pressure washing. Oh, you said no contractor, right? So we'll remove the contractor. And we'll leave power washing company as well.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Let me just set that up too. All right. So now that we have the keywords set up and everything, This is good. Everything's in order. Now, just a few quick questions, right? That way we could differentiate your brand and feel your digital marketing strategy, right? So let's see. Is there anything unique about your business, Miles? Like, what would you say sets you apart from your competitors, or what do customers like about your business?
I've thought about this a whole lot, and I can't really figure it out. You know, it's just me. I'm trying to grow something. And build a relationship with people rather than just, you know, running through clients. And, you know, I intend to do some, I don't want to say prideful work, but I take pride in my work. It's something I enjoy. You know, I'm busting my tail out there to do a good job. And I want all my customers to be satisfied with what they get, and that's from the services that I perform. And you know, the way you talk to people matters, and I'd say just a friendly service and looking to build a relationship with people rather than just for all the money, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, perfect. That's great. And would you say your services are affordable, competitive prices?
Yeah, I'd say affordable. I'm not paying a crew of guys so I can sit home, you know what I'm saying? So
set that up real quick too. Do you happen to have a mission statement by any chance?
No.
Did you have anything in mind? Or?
Oh, let me see. I do. Let me see. I have one on my business card. I want to get it word for word, though, because it's on my business card. Hold on a second. All right, it's a Bible verse. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. And that's Proverbs 16:3.
a good one. Now, would you rather keep, do you want that as your mission statement or your slogan?
See, I don't know. I hadn't really thought of a mission statement.
Based on what you've told me so far for mission statement, we could do something like, let's see. Like, something towards the line of, at Wade's Blades and Services LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers.
Yeah, man. Something. Yeah, what else you got? Let me hear what else you got.
Let's see. Something else that could be like that, maybe. Let's see. I mean, honestly, based on what you told me, I do think that's the best one. I mean, we could keep it something simple, like our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. But based on what you've told me so far, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. I think that's the best one for you.
Heck yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay. Set that one up too. And for slogan, I'll leave the one you just mentioned. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Probably.
That's right. Considered. That's right.
Okay. Great, that's good. How many years have you been in business?
Officially, just 1 year. As Wade's Blades, I've worked in a plant before, and I've always done that kind of work, just here and there. But strictly business, just a year. I guess you could say there's experience, but operating as a business, not very long.
So, since 2025 or 2024?
2025.
Okay. And well, how many years of experience would you say you have?
15.
How many people work with your company?
It's just me, brother.
And you said both residential and commercial, right?
That's right.
If you don't hear me, I'm just making a couple of adjustments here, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so hours of operations, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday appointment only, right?
That's right.
And what type of payments do you accept? Like
cash, check, credit card.
Okay. Cash, check, credit card. So Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, checks, cash. What about PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo?
I got enough passwords and usernames. I don't hate to have one for all that mess too.
No worries. So.
Yeah, I guess if they could change it later if it happens that way.
Yeah, we'll keep it simple for now.
Yeah.
Perfect. So now that we have all that business info, you do have two options, right? So the first one, well, of course, it's a given. We'll optimize your presence for quality leads from the top channels. So that's Google, Facebook, Yelp, all of that. There's no extra cost, so no worries. But we do have another option where we list your company on an expanded set of 100 directories. Now, keep in mind, blanketing 100 directories can open you to even cause and wasted time, right? Yes, you'll appear everywhere, but it might not always be the right audience. It is an option. It does work for certain clients, but honestly, at least in the beginning, I wouldn't recommend it. But it is an option that is out there, and I want to let you know. Would you prefer that option, or let's just go with the first one?
Yeah, I think let's keep it simple for now.
Okay. Perfect. Then we'll go ahead and do that. Now let's just cover the Google Business Profile itself, since this one's going to be the key asset for booking high-value jobs. So your business, let's see, it's located in Churchville. So which service areas are like, do you have any specific zip codes, cities that you want to target, or even counties?
I would say maybe like Stanton, Waynesboro, I'm licensed in Augusta County. Not to say that I wouldn't go outside of the county if I had to. You know what I'm saying? But I'm also not licensed in those counties. So, I really think just like Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta County.
Okay. Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta County. I mean, counties are big, so.
Right.
Pretty much covered a lot of area with that already.
Yeah.
Book location for your business, well, just one. We already have an existing Google Business Profile, which is great. That's definitely going to help us speed up the process. Let me just put the link to it really quick. You have access to your Google Business Profile and everything, right?
Yes. What would I type in to, like, a search bar to manage my Google account? Would it just be manage? Like, how'd that work?
When you want to, like, go directly to it, just put Wades, Blades, and Services LLC. Like, the name itself. And it should take you directly to your business and prompt you a couple of options here.
Okay, so like, what if say I want to change my logo? How do I go in there and change the logo?
you exactly like that. So once you search up your business, it's gonna show up like if it were a little Google search.
Uh-huh.
And right there in blue outlines, it's gonna give you a lot of options. It's gonna say edit profile, read reviews, photos, post performance, edit products. So the logo itself, you could add the logo, but every time you add pictures on the Google business profile, it always randomly applies them, right? So you can't select what picture is going to show up. Like, you know how when you search it, it shows up the business and then it shows up a couple of pictures there before you mm-hmm. select the pictures and stuff. So you can never select which ones you want to show up there, unfortunately.
Okay. So like if I just did this, I went to my Google search bar and I typed in Waves, Blades, and Services. What I'm saying is, from an administrator point of view, how do I manage it? Like, how do I get to the page to manage?
Well, exactly like that. It should be showing up. If it's not showing up, let me go ahead and send you a little link.
Okay.
Okay, just went ahead and sent you a text message.
Okay.
So with that link, it's going to take you directly there. If you're not already signed in, it's going to prompt you to sign in, but it should take you directly there to all your app options. So you already have access to it. I'm actually going to guide you so you can add us as a manager. So just go to that link right now.
Okay.
Let me know once you're there. Take your time, let me know once you're done.
All right, I clicked the link and it says see your profile. So I'm in the profile, but like I said, it's like I just searched it.
Okay. Send me a screenshot, that way I could check it out, see how it's
like I can, like, it's almost, it's like I'm just somebody searching it, and I can, like, suggest an edit, but.
Okay, go ahead and send me a screenshot, that way I can see exactly how it's popping up.
Okay. And just right back to that local splash number?
Yep, that same number. Just got it. Let me go ahead and check that out.
The link you sent me says update your browser to manage your business profile. Is it my app? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you might have to update it so it lets you. Try updating that right now, and then we'll go back to it. Because it's showing similarly, but it's not showing properly. Try updating it to see if it works.
Well, I don't have it's not prompting me to update. It just says open. I got all my stuff on automatic updates, so it shouldn't. You're right. You think it's this is random, but you think it's an iPhone update? Because I had one last night that didn't get installed.
I don't think it's that. Are you on Safari or like on Google?
That was on, like, I search in a Google search bar, like a widget. You know what I'm saying? Should I do it on Safari?
Yes, try it from Safari. See if it works.
Okay. And I'm just searching Wave Blades and Services.
Yep. Or actually, to make it easier, copy and paste that link I sent you.
All right.
That's going to be way easier for you if you just copy and paste that link.
All right, now it's giving me a Google business profile.
Okay, send me a screenshot of that. See how it's popping up.
See your profile. Yeah, man, it's like it did the same thing.
Because it should be popping up like that, but it should let you actually make edits.
Right. So this. What I just sent you is what the link pulls up. And then when I click see my profile, it swaps me, my phone swaps me to Google. Like to a search bar. It takes me out of Safari and swaps me to Google Chrome.
Okay, actually, yeah, that's perfect. So right there, that screenshot that you sent me, that's exactly what should be showing up when I send you the link.
Now, okay.
Once you're at that section right there, you're going to click on the name itself where it says Wade's Blades and Service LLC, and it's going to take you to that search bar. Send me a screenshot of that search bar.
So this is after I clicked Wade's Blades and Services and not see your profile. That's what popped up.
Let me check it out.
There, just.
Okay, I just received it. Yep, so that's how it's going to pop up. If you see right there next to the name Wade's Blades and Services LLC, there's three mm-hmm. little dots. Go ahead and click on those three little dots.
And I get about this result, share, suggest an edit, or send feedback.
Okay. It doesn't say business profile settings?
No.
Did someone else create the Google business profile for you?
Maybe I created it on my own personal email address. Is it because I'm it's logging me into my Wade? Is that what it is?
So if you created it with your personal email, to be able to view and make the settings, that one's the one that's listed as primary owner. This one's probably
listed as
manager or something else, because it's not letting you make any edits, right? So it's showing up very similar, but like you should have edit profile, read reviews, photos, but that's not prompting at all. So access, but you don't have the correct access.
Okay, so I got it. I swap back to my personal Google account and not the Wade's Blades, and it says your business on Google, edit profile, read reviews, photos, posts, all that.
Perfect, perfect. So in the future, you can make all types of edits and everything. If I'm completely honest with you, moving forward, though, since we're going to start helping you manage the profile itself, any change that you want to make, just run it through us, because at the end of the day, any change we make, or even you make, there's always a possibility that Google could ask for a re-verification, and we always try to avoid that, right?
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's a bit of a hassle because you either have to do another video or wait for a little PIN number or something, and during that time that we have to re-verify, it's not visible, so we always try to avoid that little hassle. So just run everything through us. We'll make sure it gets done as soon as possible. And of course, we're always going to try to avoid that verification. But yeah, either way, you're the primary owner. You have access to everything. Right now, you're just going to give us manager access. It should be the same process. Just go ahead and click on the three little dots.
Okay.
And now it should say business profile settings. That should be the first option.
Business profile settings. All right. People in access.
Yep. People in access. And right. You should have a little button where it says add.
Yep.
Now you're just going to go ahead. Instead of putting an email, you're going to put a little phone number there. Let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So the phone number is going to be 552.
All right.
554.
Okay.
6200. And it should say local splash listings.
That's right. All right. And you're just a manager.
Yep. Just manager.
Adam. All right.
Checks. If we received it. Blazes services, I'll see perfect. We just received it. I just accepted that. Great. Okay.
All right, man. I got an email.
Yep. We just accepted it. All is good. We have the access, so we can start working on that. So another growth feature that we offer is, well, their weekly Google profile post, right? It's just to keep you in front and center in your local search, and you'll be able to preview this, and you could actually update it yourself at any moment on the dashboard. So we do have a dashboard, which is it's for you to log in, like, for example, on your computer or on a different device, and we also have our app, right? So the app, you should be the only one logged into the app, right? For the app, it's just going to be you. On the dashboard, you can log in on your computer. If anybody else is going to help you upload content or anything like that, well, of course, you could provide those credentials to them. We will be showing you how to use that later on. First, we're going to make sure everything's in order, everything's visible, sync everything. Once everything's synced, we are going to give you a thorough walkthrough. That way, you can see how to use everything, right? Because you do have a lot of tools in your disposal there. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you could also make any changes yourself directly through the app. So we'll go ahead and activate the automated post. It doesn't have any additional charge, so don't worry about that or anything.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and activate that. And now let's talk about Yelp. Do you already have a Yelp page?
Yeah, I made one on a whim because they gave me, like, free 30 days or something like that. That was before I quit my previous job. That's been almost a year.
Okay. And you still have access to it and everything, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I got on there, but yeah, I do.
That way we can start promoting that too. We're not going to run a Yelp ad campaign. That is a separate service that we manage, but we are going to make sure that all the information there is consistent. That way we link it to the Google Business Profile and everything. That way you still have visibility through there too, and well, the possibility of getting clients through there. So.
Okay.
So for the Yelp page, I'm going to send you a little mailer on how to grant us access. Or if you have time right now, want me to guide you through?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So just to let you know, if you have the Yelp app, we're not going to use the Yelp app because the Yelp app's not going to let you add us. It has to be directly through the web page.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and send you the little link. That's a little Yelp link. Just go ahead and put that on your browser and go there.
All right.
Now, once you're there, well, of course, just go ahead and sign in. Let me know once you're signed in.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot my password, so it might take
a minute. No worries. Well, take your time. Just go ahead and reset that.
okay. That's why.
All right,
I'm in there.
All right, so now that you're in there, on the top right, just go ahead and click on, like, the little logo with, like, the little dude, the little silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
And once you click on that, you should have a little option where it says user management.
On the silhouette gives me account settings.
Okay, yep, go ahead and go inside account settings.
User management, edit. Invite user.
Yep, invite user.
All right.
And let me go ahead and send you the text message. That way you just copy and paste that. It's listings@relevantads.com. But I just went ahead and sent it to you. That way you could just copy and paste it.
All right. Save. All right, man. It's on the way.
Check everything online really quick. Still here with you, almost finished.
Bye.
I do have some questions about the pictures you guys want.
Crystal, go ahead.
So like tools and equipment, like mowers, weed eaters, anything, like, are you looking for something, you just looking for, like, a pressure washer, that kind of stuff? My license and insurance, I'll get that. A business card, business registration, and you just, like, an invoice is just any old invoice?
Yep, that works, but for example, in your case, we're gonna skip that process, right? Because this is to verify the account. Right now, I'm checking everything out, and well, your Google Business profile is already verified. We usually ask for this information that we could get ahead of them, and before the video verification, we provide them with this information, right? So hold off on all those pictures. We're not gonna need those as of yet. But the pictures that I am gonna be asking for though are for like any completed jobs that you've done so far. If you have any of those, like before and after pictures, definitely send those right over.
Okay.
So yeah, in the meantime, regarding that, the tools, the work vehicle, business license, business card, we're going to go ahead and skip that for now.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that guy I talked to on Wednesday said, like, it was like, I just thought it was weird. He was like, can you say that you'll have this stuff in within 7 days? And I was like, yeah, I can send you pictures within 7 days. But it seemed like so much more of a big deal. That's why anyway.
That's because honestly, it is a big deal. Believe it or not, we always explain thoroughly during this specific process, like where we're gathering all the information that there's like certain information that we need, because for other people, they're not verified yet, right?
Okay.
So if we have this before Google asks for the video verification, there's a possibility we could skip the verification completely or for them to provide us different, right? So actually having to do the video verification, which is hard for a lot of people to do because they're either busy, they don't have the time, it's hard for them. For whatever reason, there's always some sort of reason they can't, or it's hard for them to do their video verification. Mm-hmm. So we could maybe just verify through a little PIN, a little email, a lot easier, right?
Right.
But believe it or not, people start the service and we try reaching out to them. We try reaching out for weeks, months, and we don't get no answer. We don't get any answer after this onboarding, and they end up wanting to cancel because the service didn't work or this and that. But it's like we tried reaching out, we tried helping, we did what we could with the access that we had so far and with all the information we had so far. But at the end of the day, I mean, we need your guys' cooperation, right? So
right. I got you. Okay.
That's why he made that emphasis at first, but you're good. You have your account verified already, so we're definitely gonna be able to move forward a lot faster with this.
All right. I feel like I'm taking up a whole bunch of time with the phone call, though. You told me a half hour. Here we are, hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, sure. No worries. We're good. We're almost finished either way. I feel like I'm taking too much of your time. So let me.
No, we're good, bro.
We're done with Yelp. That's set up. Now, regarding Facebook, do you have a Facebook business page already?
I don't have a Facebook business page. I have an Instagram, but I don't have a Facebook.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a little mailer. That way you create the Facebook business page. We can have that link to the Instagram. So that way the ads that show up on Facebook, they're also going to be showing up on Instagram, right? We don't manage Instagram ourselves, but we, as long as it's synced, we could definitely move those ads to Instagram. That way you have them in both places. So once you have time, just go ahead and check out the mailer, create that Facebook business page. That way we can get the ball rolling on that aspect.
All right.
Okay, so. Go ahead and send that your way. We already have the Facebook ads. It's already included in your strategy, which is great. Just making a couple of adjustments here on my end really quick, okay?
Okay.
So the one I sent you to grant us access, let me go ahead and send you the one for the steps on how to create it. Hold on.
Okay. So I can grant you guys access anytime after I create it, because I'm, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so first important thing is to create it. Once it's created, the access is, it's probably the easiest step out of them all. You just click on the link, log in. It's going to ask you to select the business page, and then you just try to access. Just make sure, just be careful with which Facebook you created, right? It should always be your personal Facebook. Regardless, don't worry about it. We're not going to get access to the personal Facebook, but when you're in the steps for granting the access, you should be signing into your personal Facebook, and then it's going to let you select the asset, which would be the business profile page, and that's the one that you're going to be granting access to.
But I have to log into my personal to create the business?
Yes, correct. So business profile on Facebook should always be linked to the personal Facebook.
Okay.
So just make sure you're logged into that, and you're just gonna follow the instructions that get sent, and it has a little some pictures there. That way you don't. It's a lot easier for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so now that we have that set up, we're pretty much almost finished. Now, just to let you know, our team's available anytime. So anytime you want to reach out to us, we're available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. But is there like a specific day or window that works best for us, to, like when we need to do any check-ins or any adjustments, like to reach out to you as needed?
I would say while the kids are in school, I would say probably any time, you know, like early morning, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, something like that would probably be best.
Okay, 8 a.m., 9 a.m.
Yeah, something like that. To kind of catch me right in the, like, in during the week, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, perfect. And regarding the logo, you said you already have a logo, right?
I do. You want me to send it to you?
Yep. I'm gonna help you download the app, and that way you could upload it directly to there. Because text messages, the pictures sometimes get distorted, and
sure.
Through email, they just lose quality. So I'll guide you with that really quick.
Okay.
Regarding the emails that you're going to be receiving, you are going to receive several important emails from us soon. Just
mm-hmm.
go ahead and review your keyword list. Let us know if you want to add or make any adjustments on it. Just reply to the email. Regarding any photos or videos, in this case, I am going to send you an email as well, but I'm going to guide you really quick through the app. That way you just upload them. You're still going to receive that email, so you could go ahead and ignore it since you're going to be uploading directly to the app. I'm going to send you the client dashboard with all your login credentials too. That way you can log in through there as well.
Okay.
Everything's set up in there. Okay. So we're practically finished, so let's just talk about the time frame and what to expect, Miles. So your online campaign is going to launch in phases, right? So ads are going to be live anywhere from 7 to 14 days, depending on everything that's needed. Directories and Google Business Profile is going to be optimized in parallel, so that's good. Now, again, meaningful results always within 45 to 60 days. That's a sweet spot. Doesn't mean you can't get results before, right?
Okay.
But 45 and 60 days, that's a sweet spot. You could always check your dashboard and the local Splash app for real-time updates. Like, you could check your growth. It's monitored there on a daily basis. And we are going to meet regularly to review and refine the strategy as needed, right? So you'll definitely be hearing from us. And like I mentioned earlier, as your business becomes more visible, you're always going to get, like, all kinds of calls, even text messages from scammers, competitors. Some people are even going to claim they work for Google or for other people, right? Just offering unnecessary services. They're always going to have a fee or anything like that. So if you ever have any doubt, just forward that to us immediately. You might even get an email or a message from someone saying that your Facebook is going to be suspended or your Google is going to be suspended. So before you take any action, just send it our way. We'll confirm if it's real or not, if everything's in order. And, that way we could avoid any types of confusions, okay?
Okay.
You know, I actually want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks. That way we go over the early results and the next steps. So for that follow-up, let's see, 3 weeks from now, that would be the 27th, March 27th. Would you like us to reach out to you during that time frame, 8 or 9? 8 a.m. is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, on the 27th, that'd be good.
Okay. We'll do 8 a.m., 27. Go ahead and schedule that real quick. AM your time. Okay, so you're Eastern Standard. Okay, so I was double checking just to make sure. And actually, we don't, it's quite funny, right? We don't even open at 8 a.m. every time. So we open at 7 a.m., right? So when, is there another time that works best for you?
I mean, if you got to do it, like, the morning would be best.
So the earliest that we'd be able to reach out to you is 10 a.m. your time.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
The evenings, evenings are too hectic.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send you a little invite, too, on your email. That way you're aware about the little first touch. It's on the 27th. We're almost finished, Miles. Sorry for holding you up for so long.
Oh, you good, man. Don't worry about it.
Alright, so we're pretty much done. I'm just gonna test the call checker. Let me check that out on mine really quick. All right, so I'm going to hang up really quick to test the call tracker, see if it's already working, okay?
Okay.
I'll call you back really quick. I'm going to hang up and do that test right away, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
No worries.